Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Drowning Fish podcast, man. I really wanted to bring something back that I haven't done in a really long time. I just wanted to come on here for a short second because I feel like I haven't really been on in a while. And I wanted to apologize. I wanted to fucking apologize because, you know, a youngin' been working, man. A youngin' been on a grind, dog. I've been grinding on my goddamn shit. I've been on the grind, son. I've been doing shit, man. I've been doing shit. I've been doing illegal shit, man. I've been on my grind, partner. I've been grinding all my goddamn life to get where I'm at, son. Dude, there's just so much commotion out in the world. And I feel like at the end of the day, you know, you kind of have to live your own life. At the end of the day, you got to live your own life, man. And there's just so much shit going on in the world, bro, that it feels like, you know, whenever you try to live, you're like, oh shit, something's going on, bro. And you got to kind of like take a step back, organize yourself, get back in the groove of things and find yourself again, you know, because if you don't find yourself, you're going to get your fucking knees capped off and you don't want that shit. Dude, I had the flu a while back ago, and it's really a fucking catastrophe going to the doctor when you're sick, because like you go in the doctor's office and you put all this information down on a paper. They're like your symptoms, you know, your insurance stuff, and then you go in, you get checked in, you know, they call your name, you go in, and they're like, so what's wrong with you? And I'm like, dude, I put it on the fucking paper, bro. Like, why are you asking me again? What's wrong with me, dog? I literally put it down on a piece of paper. I took my time. I've been in the waiting room for 30 fucking minutes. I already paid my copay. Yeah, dude, I don't fucking know, man, dude. Like, the insurance, like, I hate going to the doctor, bro. Like, it's pretty sad that every time I go to the doctor, bro, and I haven't been in like 4 or 5 years, but this time, dude, the flu really kicked my butt. And it's not like I wasn't taking the correct procedures or anything like that. I was taking the correct procedures. It's just that, hold on, I'm gonna turn my music up a little bit so I can have some background shit. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Maybe. Anyhow, I don't want to get copyrighted. I'm playing some Cash Money instrumentals, bro, and it's the bling bling one. Anyhow, yeah, I'm going to keep it playing. Anyhow, I went to the urgent care and they fucking, like, I know more than them about how to get the right medicine and stuff, dude. I'm like, dude, just give me some Tamiflu, give me a shot and some cough syrup and some shit, bro, so I can get better, bro. And they're like, I feel like it's ran by a bunch of fucking retards, bro. I could be in there, literally, I could be in there. Just slinging shit, bro. I know drug dealers smarter than these people, bro. I know drug dealers smarter than the people working in these offices, bro. You go in, some fat fuck sitting behind the desk. It's a catastrophe, bro. I hate going to the doctor, dude. I know you guys have heard this before, bro. I really hate going to the doctor. I shit you not, dude. I went in and she was like, so what's going on? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I have the flu, man. And she was like, okay, I'll be right back. And she came back with the mask on. I was like, dude, you work in an urgent care, bro. You should be like masked up all the time, dog. Like, if the flu's going around, you should be masked up, you know, if you're a doctor. Why? And she was like, I have my daughter or something's about to have a baby and I want to be there. And I was like, yeah. I really don't give a fuck. Can I get some goddamn medicine, dude? Anyhow, yeah, the flu was fucking shit, bro. I fucking hate having a flu. I hate going to the doctor. And every time I go to the doctor, I want to do something bad. Like, I honestly hate going to the doctor, bro. And I only went to the doctor because I had the flu, man. But it was like I said, it was kicking my ass. And I was like, dude, I have got to get over this today. And it did, like, it worked. You know, I got a shot next day. I was pretty much okay. But yeah, dude, anyhow, I wanted to talk a little bit about LinkedIn and things like that. I know we live in a world right now where people are kind of upset with like corporate agendas and their businesses and people in corporate ladders and things like that. And if you want to take action, LinkedIn is the perfect site you can go on to kind of eliminate these people. You know, if you want to be a Luigi Mangione, LinkedIn is your best friend. Go on LinkedIn, get you a list, and start taking these people out, man, because that's the only way things are ever going to improve in this fucking world, bro. We start taking these fuckers out one by one from the top to the bottom, dog. I know I'm going to get flagged for this, but I don't give a fuck, dog. I'm tired of fucking sugarcoating shit, bro. I'm going all in, dog. Like, tired of fucking faggot ass people telling me their fucking bullshit ideologies and their bullshit ass made up fucking self-diagnosed problems, bro. I'm fucking tired of that shit, and I'm sick and tired of fucking people telling the world their fucking problems. I'm tired of fucking the victim mentality, bro. I'm tired of it all, dog. I'm fucking sick and tired of it. Really, the reason why I haven't been posting or like writing or doing any creative shit is because I've been living in not anger, but this little bubble of my own in my head, like really just taking in the energy and taking in the information of all these fucking losers around us coming up with the most lame excuses as to why they can't fucking win in this world, bro. You can't win because you're a fucking pussy. You can't win because you're a goddamn fucking pussy ass bitch, and you can't take the time and you can't take the accountability. You can't take any fucking ownership to anything, and you're a fucking pussy ass bitch. You want to know why you're fucking fat? You want to know why you got diabetes? You want to know why you got high blood pressure? It's the bullshit you're putting into your fucking system, the bullshit you're consuming. Not only diet-wise, you're consuming a bunch of bullshit, dude, bro. Like, I doom scroll all the fucking time, dog. Or I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't. I fucking love doom scrolling. At the end of the day, I know what's real and what's not, you know? When people get on here with some bullshit ideologies or some bullshit, their fucking bullshit agenda crying on camera, that's pussy shit, bro. Winners and losers are not made by fucking, how do I say this without winning? Winners just fucking do it, bro. And losers, they're gonna fucking come up with some bullshit fucking excuses to why they can't do it. I don't want to get up early in the morning. I don't want to be up late night. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to go do this with my friends. I want to go do that with my friends. Shut the fuck up. And then you fucking sit there and you want to fuck and you wonder why you're so fucking behind. Shut the fuck up, pussy, and just fucking get the fucking work in. And I'm not fucking screaming at you, dog. I'm fucking telling you because I love you. And I'm also telling this to myself. I'm the biggest procrastinator out there, dog. I'm the biggest fucking procrastinator in the world. I love being a couch potato, but I also know where the fuck I fall, dog. I also know where the fuck I'm at. You know, one thing I'm not gonna do is be a fucking pussy ass bitch telling you some bullshit and telling you some bullshit ideology, man. Like, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Tommy, get over here. Get your fucking faggot ass over here, Tommy. Tommy's my fucking dog, and you guys are gonna meet him. Come here. Come here, fuckhead. Yeah. This motherfucker's my dog, bro, and he's killed more people than Hitler. Get out of here, dog. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. You got something to say? You about to go off? All right, get out of here. Yeah, bro, he's a fucking cool dog. Anyhow, what was I saying? Kind of went off on a rant there. Yeah, dude, I don't want to fucking be on here too much, man. I'm just telling you where I've been on mentally. I don't want to create no bullshit, bro. I haven't been on no funny shit. You know, I've been kind of just like laying low a little bit. I have been seeing these planes falling and shit, you know, like, I don't know, dude. I don't give a fuck about nothing about shit, dog. I just want to live my life. I want to say what I want to do. And when I get back on here, bro, whenever I get back in the mindset of making people laugh or like saying some crazy shit, I'm going to do it. I don't really like this one. Ooh, I like this one. It was a good one. Anyhow. Yeah, bro, you want to be a faggot-ass loser, bro, then get your fucking faggot-ass out of here, bro. Matter of fact, if you're a fucking loser, bro, unfollow me on everything that you fucking know of, bro. If you are a victim, get the fuck out of here, dog. You got to be the aggressor in this fucking life. You got to take a bite at life. You got to fucking take what you want. If you don't take what you want, bro, if you don't grab life by the balls, you're going to be a bitch for the rest of your motherfucking life, man. And that's on fucking Grove Street, dog. Grove fucking Street. Anyhow, I'm going to get off of here now. I just want to get on here and kind of yell at you guys a little bit and kind of, you know, say some crazy, wild, reckless shit. What else has been on my mind? I'm just trying to fucking, I'm just trying to get some crazy bait, some crazy clip bait. Anyhow, I've been seeing a lot of this fucking, all right, I'm gonna fucking say it, bro, and I'm probably gonna put this on the internet. I might not. I might just let it on the podcast. I'm going to say it in Spanish later on down the road, but I wanted, time heals all, right? I think time heals everything. And things were so shaky. There was so much noise that people are kind of like upset at the wrong people. You know, people are upset at the wrong people. People are upset at each other when we should be upset at the establishments, when we should be upset at previous administrations. And I'm not talking about people like 2, 5, 6 years ago. I'm talking about 30, 40, 50 years ago. And we also have to be in the know that whenever we stray so far from one ideology and we try to go back to one ideology, shaky things are going to happen, if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're probably a fuckhead, dumb fuck. And I honestly don't know how to explain this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. A lot of Mexicans are fucking victims and they're being pussy. And a lot of people are on here on the internet saying, poor people, like fucking all these ICE raids and shit going on, dog. Like, I get it. You know, it sucks. At the end of the day, bro, immigrants come into this country, dog, to make a better fucking life. And the biggest piece I could give anyone is the quote, when in Rome, you know, and that's basically saying when you go to another country, you need to follow their cultural norms and their ideologies, and I wouldn't say follow, but at least respect them, you know. I love being in this country, and I love being in this country because in this country, you can get on the internet and you can go out in public and you can go out and do things freely without anybody really reaching into your pocket and literally taking your fucking money. And yeah, I mean, you can go to like Detroit or some shit, Chicago, but you know what, bro? If you fucking if I'm walking somewhere and you fucking reach at me, I'm going to blow your shit back, dog. I'm fucking going to pull my shit out and blow you back into the stratosphere, dog, all right? And I'm not some type shit. Like, I'm not fucking some fucking Western, I'm not on some Western, fucking, you know, I'm not some cowboy, dude. I'm just fucking trying to protect my shit, bro. In this country, you can protect your shit. In Mexico, you can't, bro. They took guns away in Mexico, bro. They took them away because, the people are pussy and they didn't fight for their rights. You know, in this country, we should have firearms. We should have firepower. Everyone should be armed in this country. I think everyone should be armed in this country. If you get armed, I think everybody in this country should have a firearm. And if you don't, you're just a sucker ass nigga, bro. On God. You're just a sucker ass bitch. All right, I'm going to fucking get off of here, bro, because I really don't feel like saying anything else. I just want to get on here and make a quick podcast because I haven't really posted anything. And I just want to let you guys know where I'm at mentally. There's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm not going to say them because it's just not even worth it, bro. It's not even like funny or creative or anything. And this has always been a creative podcast. It's never been that type of shit where I can get on here and be like, oh yeah, this is my journal and I'm just going to journal in here. It's never been about that, even though it can be, because it's mine and it's whatever the fuck it I want it to be. But at the end of the day, you know, I owe it to the people that do listen to kind of just give you guys an update on where I'm at or what I've been doing. And I haven't been doing shit, bro. I'm going to be honest, bro. I've been a dad, living a cozy life, working, doing other things, doing illegal activities. You know, I've been out and about shooting people in the streets, rioting, looting. Thank you for listening to The Drowning Fish. I appreciate everyone. There's so much noise out in the world, man. So many... Everyone has some type of opinion, and it's important to take a step back and diagnose what is right and what is wrong. And I'm pretty sure everyone's wrong. I'm pretty sure everyone's wrong. Even the people, even the shit that makes sense, you know. One thing I'm not gonna sit on is people and their bullshit ideologies, or people shitting on one side too much, you know, because I was there, bro. I was there. I was the guy shitting on one side too long, and then it hit me really fucking hard that both sides are just as bad. And not, and it's not even both sides, bro. It's a handful of people trying to money grab. And at the end of the day, if we don't fucking take care of ourselves, we're just going to get sucked into it, you know? And we can't get sucked into it. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our family at the end of the day. But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to go fish with Hitler, and hopefully we can catch a lot of fish. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you all. Have a blessed day. Faggot.